22 minutes to 8 o'clock. A report into last year's riots in the West Midlands says poor parenting and an overemphasis on material possessions were to blame. The riots, communities and victims panel have been looking into the causes of the disorder, highlighted a lack of support for young people and blamed schools for not teaching pupils to read or write. So far, over 750 people have been arrested in connection with the riots in the West Midlands. Now, after those riots back in August, John Foster, who was 19 at the time, helped clear up his local church in St John's Parish in Birmingham. At the time, John said, quote, "Religious duties aside, it's our city and it's just been abused. It just felt crazy not to do something." John joins me now. Morning, John.
Morning.
So just remind us exactly what you did then after the riots last year.
Yeah, no, me and a sort of a group of friends from the church decided we should go into the city centre and just help clear up. So we spent the morning after the sort of worst damage in the city just helping local shopkeepers to sort of clear up their shops and sort out the damaged stock and just clear up all the broken glass, really, and spend time with them.
And what do you make of this report then out this morning and what they say the causes were behind this?
Yeah, I think it's quite interesting. Obviously, they've highlighted probably what the main issues are, but it's quite easy just to get into the blame game, really, these days. I mean, where it sort of mentions parenting, I mean, obviously that plays a part, but it's a very easy target for finger-pointing. So it's, yeah, I think we just need to be careful we don't sort of easily, well, you know, too quickly apportion blame where it's very easily laid.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of the causes the report has laid out here into the riots last year, and they talk about a rise of materialism, a lack of opportunities for young people, a lack of confidence in the police, that schools should be blamed, and that schools that where pupils leave unable to read or write should be fined. What do you think that lets some of these criminals off the hook?
I don't know, really, because, I mean, looking at the schools, I mean, there's some great stuff going on in schools. I mean, there's some fantastic mentoring programmes. I mean, there's some really good detached youth work that goes on from charities like XLP in London that I know of. And I think possibly, rather than trying to sort of look at how we can, you know, fine schools and get really sort of, you know, just into the culture of getting everything down to numbers, if we can sort of increase or look at increasing the sort of involvement of community groups and sort of charities in schools as a sort of outside person to work with young people that maybe teachers can identify as being at risk of getting involved in gang culture or sort of riots, then we can, you know, answer some of those concerns in the report and help people that way.
John, good talking to you this morning. Thanks very much indeed for your time. BBC WM 95.6.